The day turned out to be a good day for hog killing. The sun was barely showing over the mountains, but Doña Paula already had water boiling in the iron kettle. With her help, the three men of the house had the hogs scraped clean in record time, and by that time, several neighbors had dropped in to help. The hog was hung down from a limb of the large apricot tree in the yard to cool and drain before they cut it up. Doña Paula went about making morcilla, pork sausage, from the blood which she had taken as the pig had been stuck. While it was still warm, she had removed the coagulating substance by working the clots with her hands until they were dissolved, and now she had the clear blood. Over the stove, she placed a kettle with hog's lard, and in it she fried a whole onion cut fine and two cloves of garlic. When it was ready, she added the blood and stirred until it separated like scrambled eggs and was well done. To this, she added ground coriander seeds, a handful of raisins, and shelled piñon nuts. As it cooked, she added salt, some sugar, and oregano, which she pulverized between her hands. After all the ingredients were added, she covered the mixture and left it to cook slowly. Part of the mixture she planned to use for the noon meal, and the rest she would stuff into the hog casings to be cured for winter eating.
From an early age, children are taught to respect and care for animals. In the children's song, La Vieja y sus Animalitos, animals are the only intimate companions left in the life of an old woman.